universe entropy. We have an aversion to being trapped because of an innate sense of distance that we must travel. The distance begins the moment we gain self-awareness. The end does not matter. Only the distance does. You are in charge of the direction of your journey. If you let it lead you, it will pull you in all directions. In letting the life dictate, you will become divided. In doing the dictating, you will set the aim. If you let yourself become a leader, you will arrive at a single destination. In one way or another, you will, without a doubt, arrive. The universe cannot stop what you start. The universe will gently let your existence expand. It is tough to be led and expect clarity. There will be too much noise from following. But in leading, there is no noise. The path is pure as your imagination. The steps along your journey extract a price. The universe smiles as you pay your way. You start as a child, and the first step is very difficult. In the second, and fourth grade, and sixth semester, and eighth book, your singular ripple, unlike everything else out in the universe, has a breathtaking order dictated from within. Not pushed by the chaos, but dictated by your mind. Can you imagine how boring chaos becomes? And can you see how beautiful your perfect ripple? The edge of chaos that surrounds your beauty is pushed out by a kind of universe. Let me be clear. You are not a river, nor a snowball, or a butterfly's wing. There is enough of those already. Nothing worthy of you needs you to follow. It is a law of the universe that no human should follow. A river should flow surely to the sea, but a human is meant to lead. It is a simple but forgotten lesson, and it is meant to sit next to love of wisdom, that no human should serve nor follow, nor should practice resignation. If you feel weak, it is because you resigned for too long. And you will have to start in the beginning. And your first step will be very difficult.